This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Rajya Sabha today resumed the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Participating in the discussion, Shiva Sena MP Milind Devara said, "During this very politically and economically tumultuous time, India stands alone as a rare island of macroeconomic growth and stability."
इस साल की बजट दिस इज प्रेजेंटेड अमिड अ वेरी वेरी वोलाटाइल डिसरप्टिव वर्ल्ड द वर्ल्ड हैज नॉट सीन सच वोलेटिलिटी डिसरप्शंस सिंस द ईयर 1945 व्हेन वर्ल्ड वॉर टू एंडेड 80 इयर्स अगो एंड मैं कॉन्फिडेंस के साथ कह सकता हूं इंडिया स्टैंड्स अलोन एज अ रेयर आइलैंड ऑफ मैक्रो इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ एंड स्टेबिलिटी सो एट दिस क्रिटिकल मोमेंट आई वॉन्ट टू टेक द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू अपील टू इंडस्ट्री एज अ होल पब्लिक सेक्टर एंड प्राइवेट सेक्टर टू मेक यूज ऑफ दिस यूनिक टाइम इन आर हिस्ट्री टू वर्क शोल्डर टू शोल्डर विद द गवर्नमेंट to achieve our national objectives.
Surendra Singh Nagar of BJP said, "The budget prioritizes increasing economic growth rate, fulfilling people's expectations and ensuring that in the social sector all schemes reach the people." Kanimoy of DMK termed the budget anti-poor, saying it is detached from the country's economic realities. Sukhendra Sekhar Ray of TMC said the budget has allowed for 100% FDI in the insurance sector, which endangers the business of nationalized insurance companies. Later, the House was adjourned for the day after completing today's scheduled business. The discussion will continue tomorrow. Lok Sabha also took up discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Participating in the discussion, Aparajita Sarangi of BJP said the budget reflects commitment, conviction and consistency of the government. Earlier initiating the discussion, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor criticized the budget, saying that government spending has reduced and tax receipts have remained flat. However, the discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the House was adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has decided on moral grounds that he will not attend the proceedings of the House till the no-confidence motion notice brought by the opposition against him is resolved. Earlier today, the opposition submitted a notice of no confidence motion against Mr. Birla to the Secretary General of the Lok Sabha. Sources in Lok Sabha Secretariat said that the notice will be examined and processed as per the rules. 118 members of opposition parties, including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, RJD and left parties, have signed the notice. However, TMC MPs stayed away from signing the notice. Government has set a three-hour deadline for social media platforms to take down AI-generated or deepfake content once it is flagged by the government or ordered by a court. The government today notified amendments to the Information Technology, Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Codes Rules 2021 that formally define AI-generated and synthetic content. The new rules will come into force from the 20th of this month. The interim trade agreement between India and the United States has been welcomed by Exporters and Association of Manufacturers of Ayurvedic Medicines, or AMAM. Talking to media, President of AMAM, Dr. Pradeep Multani, lauded the pact, calling it a positive and stabilizing development for the pharmaceutical sector of the country. Member of the Carpet Export Promotion Council and Indian Silk Export Promotion Council, Sheikh Ashik Ahmed said, "With 18% tariff, India now holds the third position in terms of the lowest tariffs after the United Kingdom and the European Union." The carpet industry has hailed the India-US trade deal. Vice Chairman of Carpet Export Promotion Council, Aslam Mehboob, said that the deal is highly beneficial for the industry.
Because 60% of our work from the US, as soon as the FTA came into effect, tariff will come down to 18% from 50%. The step taken by the government of India is a beneficial deal for the industry, because the industry was already going through a lot of turmoil and was in a very difficult phase. Our work had already declined by 22%. This move will give us new energy and renewed enthusiasm to get back to work, and it is being widely welcomed across the industry.
And Indian shooters added two more gold medals today, taking the country's gold tally to 39 at the Asian Rifle Pistol Championship in New Delhi. Prachi Gaikwad clinched the gold in the junior women's 50-meter rifle three-position final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.